What about using venetoclax rituximab in this situation rather than a BTK inhibitor?
Yeah, it's a very, very good point. So I should say that if I hadn't been able to get this patient onto the clinical trial with acalabrutinib, given his circumstances and risk of CLL versus the risk of atrial fibrillation, I would have treated him with ibrutinib anyway. And of course, now I'd also have the choice, although I didn't have it at the time we treated him with acalabrutinib, of going straight to venetoclax rituximab. For a patient who's relapsed, who hasn't had either rituximab or venetoclax before, you've now in the relapse setting got a choice of using ibrutinib versus venetoclax rituximab. And again, then it becomes an issue of, you know, which one do you choose first and which one are you going to go second? I guess in many people's mind, the algorithm still kind of automatically sits of ibrutinib with venetoclax afterwards, because we've got more experience, because ibrutinib came along first, we've got more experience of treating ibrutinib-resistant patients with venetoclax. There's more and more data emerging about doing it the other way around, and people are becoming more comfortable. So now you really have a choice. And then it's going to be about sitting down. And as we had with chemotherapy, you're talking about fixed duration therapy versus indefinite therapy as one issue to consider. And also to start taking into consideration other comorbidities. So is there a relative contraindication to doing this? I've got a patient who's got an absolute contraindication to BTK inhibitors in terms of having a real bleeding risk, in whom it's very clear that venetoclax would be the preferred, or is in fact the preferred option. With anticoagulation and BTK inhibitors, it's not an absolute contraindication. You think about the bleeding risk, but the data is overall, there's a bleeding risk there, but it's safe. But it's certainly one of the factors that I would bring into consideration and talk to a patient about in terms of thinking, are you personally a better candidate for venetoclax rather than ibrutinib, as would be a history of atrial fibrillation.